Just wanted to circle back with you. Wanted to touch base here coming towards the end of the year. See what you're up to plan.
Hello. Hey, is this James?
It's him.
Hey, James, it's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember or recall, we spoke back in April a little bit about some of the programs we had to offer. We do equipment financing and working capital. We spoke, you didn't really have anything going on at the time. You weren't, you know, doing anything much, didn't need financing, but told me to give you a call towards the end of the year, just touch base, see what's going on. So returning that friendly call, seeing how everything's been with you.
Well, right now we don't need anything on that.
So. Okay, business has been good the last couple of months since we last spoke. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Do you guys normally start to pick up?
We're staying busy.
Hey, and that's not a bad thing, right? That's always a good thing to hear. It means the work's coming in.
Yep.
Do you normally bring on equipment every year? Like, what's your time frame look like when,
sometimes,
you know?
Sometimes, but we usually buy our stuff from the bank, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah, I remember when we had spoken, looking at my notes here, you said that you're, like, pretty old school and everything. You like going to your bank to see what type of rates they can get you on. Are you still working with Stearns Bank? Is that the one?
With what bank?
Stearns Bank?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you still do some work with them. Yeah, they're actually a lender in our network, so we have a few customers who go to them, and if they can't get qualified with them, they come to us. Does that ever happen? Do you not get qualified for the equipment that you get?
No.
You ever shop?
We always pay our bills, and that's it, you know.
Yeah. Do you ever finance equipment? Like, what type of equipment do you normally bring on?
Well, like drill rigs, bobcats, excavators, stuff like that.
Right. I know those cost a pretty penny. I have a few customers that I've financed in the past who have done, one of them actually, I just got them a new 450J dozer. It was a 2011 model, so he does excavating as well. And he was really happy with the product. It was really nice. Got him on a good 5-year term and everything. Low monthly payments because he was renting it. Have you ever done that before? He was like renting it through the vendor and then using partial cost to, I guess, pay for it. But it was just costing him too much, so we helped him out that way.
I buy mine on lease purchase.
Lease to purchase? Okay. Yeah, we have a few programs. We have a few programs that do that as well. So do you have any like projects right now currently that you need equipment for, or do you need any additional cash for the business for a project?
No,
maybe make a couple of bids.
No, I'm doing all right. So,
okay. Did you want me to follow up with you here, James? I know it's been, you know,
we usually go through the bank or something like that, you know.
And we're a private business bank ourselves too, so we definitely understand what it means to, you know, have a working relationship with your local bank, but it doesn't hurt to have multiple sources of funding. You know, you can at least have us here in your back pocket in case the time comes when, like, maybe Stearns Bank doesn't get you on the best rate. But
the bad part about the money in the pocket, it's easy to spend that way.
What, money in the pocket?
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's not a bad thing. You don't want to be spending money in pockets on equipment, though. You want to be able to get through the equipment leasing or financing programs. Keep that money in your pocket so that way you can have it and reinvest it in other ways for the business. Hence, you can make a nice return off, let's say you have 50 grand laying around and you invested in something that'll help the business out. Maybe you got a new project coming up where you got to make a nice bid on it. So you bid on the project and you win the project. There you go. What happens if you didn't have the money for that project to bid on, right? So it's always a good thing to have money in the bank and, you know, in your checking account, in the savings account, and on hand. But it's a bad thing if you're going to purchase equipment with that money because you're losing out on other opportunities rather than leveraging your position. It's, you know, it's an age old saying, you know, use cash for things that appreciate and leverage your position for things that depreciate.
Yeah. Well, we're all right for now, so.
All right, what if I do this? I will give you a call back in January, kind of touch base with you again, see if you have any 2017 plans that might require financing where we can help out. And just kind of refresh your memory, your business was pre-approved for $250,000. So out of curiosity here, James, if you had that type of money in your pocket, was there something that you can do with that money?
Yeah. But anyway, no, we're good for now, okay?
Okay, I'll just give you another call then, see how everything's going in a couple months. Sound like a plan?
All right, thanks.
All right, James, you take care.
Yeah, you too.
Bye now.